This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I am not Scott Hennen, and neither is Kevin Flynn.
Well, we want to be, but we're not.
Well, we all aspire to be. You know, you always want to shoot high anyway, and you know, but no.
Scott to be guest hosting, yes. He's off today in Washington, yeah. D.C., and he's rubbing elbows with the big names. You know, bigger name on the other line, Todd.
He's not over there looking for Stormy, right?
No.
Stormy. Okay.
No, nothing to do
with it. Just making sure before somebody starts that rumor.
Yeah. It's what's on your mind. It starts at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Proud to be guest hosting What's On Your Mind for the first time. You know, you probably know Todd, but I'm a new guy to this seat, Kevin Flynn. Glad to be here. Known Scott for 20 years, I bet. We've been, we were competitors for a long time. And then we wanted to work together, and I had a baby, so that didn't work out. I didn't have the baby. My wife had the baby.
I was going to say, wow.
We had to
think how rich you'd be if you had the
baby.
We would have seen you on the cover of Weekly World News by now.
Oh, you know you would have. But no, and then it just about a month and a half ago, I was chatting with Scott a little bit, and one thing kind of led to another, and here I am, part of What's On Your Mind, and glad to be here, honored to be here. We've got a gentleman on the line who is, he's been around. He knows the swamp. Ronald Kessler, New York Times best-selling author. A couple of his works, The First Family Detail, The Secrets of the FBI, In the President's Secret Service, and The CIA at War. Former Wall Street Journal and Washington Post investigative reporter. He's won 18 journalism awards, including George Polk Award twice. One for national reporting, one for community service. Named a Washingtonian of the Year by Washingtonian Magazine. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, Ronald Kessler. How are you, sir? Welcome to the program.
Good. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Good to have you. This book, now the new script is The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. Ron, can I call you Ron? Is Ron good?
Please. Sure.
Now, Ron, go back a little bit and just talk about kind of, obviously, with working for the Journal and for the Post, you've been around the swamp for a while, and you've penned quite a bit. Obviously, there's a lot to write about in Washington, D.C. on a daily basis.
Well, I like to get inside secret institutions or secret celebrities, and Donald Trump, even though he's on TV every day, is one of those people because there's so many myths about him. He doesn't like people to really know what he's like on the inside. He sort of pulls a mask over himself. He wants to project this tough guy image. And so, for example, he will hand out $100 bills to janitors when they're moving furniture. And I asked him about that when I interviewed him. It's the only interview he's ever given for a book as president or will give for a book as president, he said. And he started getting sort of obstreperous about it. You know, how did you hear that? Where did you get that? Another item he doesn't like out is how much of an influence Melania is. She will actually sit in on meetings and offer strategy. I quote Reince Priebus as saying that her judgment is impeccable. She will also give him articles that she thinks he should read, including negative ones. And she will disagree with him, too. I have an anecdote about Martha Stewart showing up at Mar-a-Lago one day and asking if she could take a tour. And Tony Senecal, the butler, said, sure, just come back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then he told Donald. Donald said, great. But later in the day, Tony went to see if Trump needs anything in his private quarters. And Trump started screaming at him. He was just livid. He said, you dumbass, you should have scheduled it for noon tomorrow when the club members would be here and they would see Martha and Martha would see them. And at that moment, Melania walked in and she said to Tony, I don't think you should be talking to Tony in that town. The next day, without saying a word, Trump handed Tony $2,000 in $20 bills, would you believe? I said to Tony, isn't that strange, $20 bills? He said, everything about Mr. Trump is strange.
Well, you know, I could handle that kind of strangeness if he hands me $2,000. Could put up
exactly.
with that. But so you're saying, and the word is then that Melania rules the roost, basically, in the Trump world.
That's absolutely true. You know, he doesn't listen to all her advice. Obviously, she tries to get him to stop tweeting. He's not going to do that. I asked him about that when I interviewed him, and he said, well, I wouldn't be president if I didn't tweet. And certainly that's true. You know, his sometimes outrageous comments are actually part of a strategy. I interviewed Norma Porter, who was his top aide for 26 years. When she joined the organization, it only had 7 other employees. And she said there are 2 Donald Trumps. One is the one you see on TV who makes these sometimes outrageous comments in order to get attention for his brand and now for his presidency. And then there's the real Donald that insiders know, who's just the opposite. He's thoughtful. He listens. He's deliberative. And that's how it made created this empire worth billions of dollars. But if you understand that, you get to understand more of what the guy is all about. But the main point of the book is that he will be seen as one of the greatest presidents based on the results, on the economy, the stock market, the unprecedented low unemployment rate, the unprecedented low black unemployment rate, and then on the foreign side, almost totally getting rid of ISIS, getting Saudi Arabia to go after radical Islamic ideology. Now he's about to meet with the North Korean leader. China's already agreed to remove some tariffs. It's yep. endless. And, you know, so you have to sort of look at the long run because years from now, nobody's going to remember the comments that I think make all of us clinch. Is that the word, clinch? But at the same time, he is really doing a great job for the country.
Cringe, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Cringe, thank you.
Yeah, we're talking with the New York Times bestselling author Ronald Kessler, the new book, The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. We've talked about some positives, Ron. What are some of the negative items? I mean, you know, the inside, and you interviewed the president for the book, but what are some things that you found out in your travels in this right as far as the negative things? That obviously the tweets sometimes aren't good. What else?
Well, the way he blows up at AIDS, as you could tell with that episode with Tony Stenico, he will just go out of control. Sometimes he misperceives a mistake, and he just will humiliate AIDS sometimes. And that, of course, means that a lot of people don't want to join the White House. A lot of people want to leave. It's certainly not a plus in terms of looking at Trump and his presidency.
What is your thoughts on, or having done all the interviews, Ron, about Kellyanne Conway? I really don't know how to read her. I think she's an ally, you know, but sometimes you got to wonder. Any thoughts or vibes on that?
Well, I think she does a brilliant job on TV most of the time, but I name her as the number one leaker in the White House because
really?
When I interviewed her, and I have it on a recording, I interviewed her at the White House. I was recording. And she apparently forgot that she was on the record, and she started lashing into all her colleagues. She had this nasty thing to say about Reince Priebus, which was obviously untrue. I didn't include it in the book because it was so unfair to say, you know, to include that. And also Jared and Ivanka talking about them as leakers. Aides have told me that they've seen text messages that she has sent to reporters in which she leaks and which she disparages other aides. I also said that Jared and Ivanka have been responsible for the most disastrous decisions of the Trump White House, namely firing Jim Comey as FBI director and hiring Anthony Scaramucci as communications director. Now, obviously, Comey has turned out to be a real turd. But at the same time, firing him brought on Mueller as special counsel. And, you know, even Trump has admitted that perhaps that was a mistake. And as for Scaramucci, it was the most foolish decision of his presidency. He lasted 10 days, but he had sweet-talked Jared and Ivanka into thinking that he would improve their image. They're very image-conscious. They're also very naive, and they fell for it. Yeah. So those are some of the highlights in the book.
Well, the book is The Trump White House. I'll tell you, and it really, from what I see here, Ronald Kessler, thank you so much. And it really shows, I think, in the, you did a good job in showing kind of the human side of Donald Trump. And, you know, all we ever see is the kind of the freak show side of it. But thank you for writing the book. All your writing is just compelling stuff. New York Times best-selling author Ronald Kessler. Ronald, thank you so much, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and for Scott Henin. We'll be back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Construction Equipment Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes John Deere 240D and 270D excavators, John Deere 872 maintainer, John Deere 750J dozer, Peterbilt heavy haul trucks and dump trucks with low miles. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Pfeiffer's Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers at 877-700-4099 or view at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Members of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce are proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, a growing community of great schools, new housing, golf course theater, new expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family, raise your kids. They support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-aged children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota, up Highway 40.
3 miles north of Highway 2. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. More info is online at TiogaND.net. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott handing out today, Daryl Lee's, and tomorrow, Scott back Thursday, then on Friday. Apparently, he's got Johnny Carson's old agent. You know, just work a couple of days. Kevin Flynn is in, though, in the meantime. Kevin's been that guy that Scott kind of refers to out in the background, and Kevin needs to have his own mic and be in the foreground of this whole thing. But
well, we are today. I'm good with it today and tomorrow.
Amen, brother.
No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow he's got Mr. Lee's back. And then I think he's got another...
Well, he can still be a part of it.
Set up. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, and I just help Scott a little bit on his on the producing side of the show. Line up a guest here and there. And Ron Kessler, got to thank him again for being on the... I got a copy of the book, and I've just kind of gone over it a little bit. But that's a read that I'm gonna, and I don't read a lot of novels. I read so much online, and I do enjoy reading the newspaper. It's an actual thing that they deliver to your doorstep that you have to open up and look at and read. But I do enjoy. But I don't end up reading a lot of novels. But this one's it kind of hooked me right away, and it's doesn't look like it's that big of a read. It's just a good. Read it looks like it's worthy. So thanks to Ron for taking the time to he's known Trump and Melania for 20 plus years, so he just wanted to get a little of the human side out, you know, on the president, which I you get so much negative on it constant if you watch that stuff that it's nice to have a little breath of fresh air on the positive side of things, and it is positive. It doesn't surprise me at all that Melania rules the roost too. she would in my house, I'll tell you that.
Honey, you've got to do the dishes.
On it, honey. Right now. Getting up, doing the dishes.
Well, there all these go. Voices, I didn't realize that would be one you could do, but...
That's just an accent she's got. She's got that European vibe going.
I guess I haven't heard her talk enough to really have a handle on her accent, but okay.
She's got an awesome accent. She speaks 5 languages. I mean, think about 5 fluently. I can barely eke out, where's the bathroom in Spanish? And she can work 5 different languages. You got me, kid. I'll tell you that. So what do you make of this Hannity deal with that's not
okay.
Funny,
bring me up to speed. I guess I'm.
The deal. They made a huge deal out of it. As what does Rush call them? The drive-by media, the mass media, whatever. The fake news. They made a huge deal
media,
out of Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen has, you know, spent his career, it seems, making Donald Trump's problems disappear. They call him the make-it-go-away guy, or he's Trump's fix-it guy. But nonetheless, whatever the case may be, I don't like the fact that an attorney can just, you know, get raided and his attorney-client can be violated and all that. You know, but then it came out that Sean Hannity, who we carry on this particular radio station here on the network, that Cohen was his lawyer. And they're like, oh, well, Sean Hannity's a client too. And then Sean Hannity said yesterday, listen, he's not my attorney. I've never invoiced him. He's never invoiced me. I've never retained him. You know, I would imagine
this
it was
has been
probably
Saul for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Better call
and it's
Saul.
Probably at a, you know, at a cocktail party somewhere, some reception where Sean and he were. And, you know, there's the same circles thing there too. And I'm sure they've met. Well, Hannity said they did. He said, all I've ever done is just, you know, ask him. That's like, you know, meeting your lawyer buddy when you're out at an event or something and saying, hey, I got a question for you. If I do an LLC or what's better, you know, you ask a little legal question, usually get an answer from an attorney friend. I have a number of friends that are attorneys, and they'd be happy to answer a question like that. Not that I hired them or that I retained them or that attorney client does apply, as I understand. If you're just having a conversation at a cocktail party with an attorney. So as Sean Hannity's question, whatever it may have been, he wanted to get some perspective or some input on, you know, whatever, mostly real estate, he said, because Sean has a number of, he's an investor. And from what I understand, he does some commercial real estate, and, you know, any good guy with money would, but they're making a huge deal of, oh, Sean Hannity's a client of his. That means that Sean Hannity's agenda is that he's going to, come on. Are you kidding me? But so I don't know what you make of it, but I think it's a huge ado about nothing when it comes to Hannity. Now, what he's got going with the president, I think that circus is just lining up and just beginning. Ugh. It just gets old. You know what I'm saying?
If you shake your head enough, it might fall off, so be
careful.
It's
just, my neck hurts. I'm shaking.
Chiropractor, you'll be in business for years to come because we're all just shaking our heads so much.
So, but it'll, you know, it'll, yeah, but all of the things that are good, we won't hear about any of that. But yeah, so Sean Hannity's having to deal with that. And boy, I don't know, you know, and everybody, you know, especially a guy like Donald Trump. You know, this guy's a billionaire. He's got interests all over the world. He's got an attorney now that apparently attorney-client privilege isn't going to apply to a bunch of things. I mean, that would worry
me. Whatever happened to that? That's like legal 101 there. That's your first day of law school stuff there.
Yep. But apparently now they can be compelled. Got to turn those over. There's no secrets anymore, which is ridiculous. You know, I mean.
So we become Nazi Germany now, or what have we become?
You know what gets me? That is it. This is Donald Trump. Okay. Now, Donald Trump. Now, let's not think about him as President Donald. Let's think of him 5 years ago as the host of The Apprentice, Donald Trump, as the Trump Tower guy, as the casino golf course developer real estate guy. Donald Trump. Rich, famous, and a bit narcissistic. Why does any, from the Ms. Daniels story to anything else within Moscow with the girls in the room, but none of this should surprise you about his personal life. He's a man of wealth and power, and men and people of wealth and power have always been a little off the rail when it comes to...
Well, not to mention the New York City background. I mean, come on.
Come on.
I always think of...
Exactly.
I think of Andrew Dice Clay, and so I think of Donald Trump is kind of like the businessman's version of Andrew Dice Clay, at least the persona thing, you know?
Right.
It's just the way, that's the way life is. If you act like he acts in rural North Dakota, of course you stand out like a sore thumb. But that's the culture there.
And if you thought that for some reason, a mentor of mine years ago used to say, people change, Kev. Not much, but people can change a little bit, you know, and that's the thing. If you expected all of a sudden when he got to be president, and first of all, if you didn't know about that, the possibility of him being a bit off the rail when he was Donald Trump, the guy, then you're sadly misinformed.
Where were you?
Yeah, that's
enough of that came out in the debates. You should have known better.
And now he's married, which I think is probably a little better, but nonetheless, it's
around the house, right?
Yeah.
Yes, here, I'll pick up
the trash. There you go. This is What's On Your Mind. We'll be back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. There are among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion economic impact, and over $100 million a year going right into our state coffers. New statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 27 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, in for Scott Hennon. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How come you haven't taken more calls? We have put on every call that's been there when we've gone to go to a call. I mean, they just haven't been calls. It's apparently they're trying to figure out who this Kevin dude is.
Yeah, we're just busy chatting. We got a lot going on. Sorry.
I guess we could just sit there and let dead air go and not, you know.
Feel free to call. Absolutely.
I just saw
a little meme deal come across my Twitter feed. It says, what kind of a monster would want to lower our taxes, secure our borders, protect the citizens, create jobs, raise the GDP, take down the D.C. corruption, destroy ISIS, put America first, fix the health care abomination, and strengthen the military? I just don't get it. What a monster. Come on.
Yeah.
Texter writes in, have you each read The Art of the Deal? A good Trump bio. You know, I got to say, I have not read The Art of the Deal. I listened to it. I love books on tape. So I don't know how to answer if I've read it. I've been read to. The book has been read to me. Have you read it, Todd, or no? Have you read The Art of the Deal? The Donald Trump Art of the Deal? Todd? Did I lose Todd? Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Somebody tried calling my cell phone. Oh, hey, good. I want to be on the show, and I had to explain, if you call 1-800-228-0550, I'm not going to put my cell phone up. I've done that game before here on K-Fire just because, but I'm not going to do it here on the network.
Have you read The Art of the Deal?
Have not.
Yeah, it's a great read. You know, there's a book called The Art of Negotiation. There's a number of books about that. There's a book by Al Reese called Focus, which is really good, that talks about, you know, business and things like that. And Trump's The Art of the Deal is another one. You know, and it's a great read. It's a, if you like that kind of read. I mean, if you're a decision maker, if you're a negotiator, if you, you know, things like that, if you're in a position where you make decisions, that's one of many good reads about that. But yeah, the answer to the question for the texter is yes. I have, I've listened on book on tape to The Art of the Deal. I do a lot of, cause I do a lot of driving, a lot of commuting. So I end up, book on tape now and then. I have that little app that we can, there's a lot of free ones on there too that are good. The Shape of Water is really good. That's that they turned into the movie. That's actually a really good, really good book.
No water.
I always preface people. I'd be like, but I didn't read it. I'm listening to it. I know how to read. I do. I just don't.
They frown upon reading and driving, but they're okay with listening to a book on tape while
absolutely.
Driving. They're okay on that.
And when I actually do read, it'll put me out in about 5 minutes. So at night, I'll have a book on the.
Oh, you and I are a lot alike, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's me, too.
And then I kind of half wake up, and I'm trying to figure out where I was, but I can't find the spot, so I bookmark it a page back. Yeah, that's me falling asleep when I read. But not when I listen to books on tape. It's all good. So it's the What's On Your Mind show. Scott Henin back on. He's gone today and tomorrow, back on Thursday, and then I believe he's out on Friday, too. But Kevin and Todd here just hanging out. We're glad to have you call. If you want to call, 701-258-0550, whatever's on your mind, 880-228-0550. Comey's book is out today, speaking of books. And, boy, this rag, I don't know. I think that if you just look at this for what it is, it's a guy who got fired, who's not used to getting fired. And he wrote a book, which is he's a tattletale, you know, and he's tattletaling his opinions and his thoughts. Did you see Chris Christie on ABC? I think it was ABC this week. Christie was talking about, because Christie worked, he was a prosecutor. And he talked about, I got a clip here, he talks about, if he would have done what James Comey has done, he'd be out of a job.
When I worked for Jim, if I had said to him 11 days before an election that I was going to release information that could potentially affect the election, and one of the things that influenced me was polling, he would have fired me. He would have fired me on the spot. And it is really disconcerting to me as a guy who worked with him and for him and have defended him on this air and other places over the years, to see this interview and what he was saying. It is exactly what they teach you not to do. What we find out from your interview is that he did, that Jim Comey did care about politics. And it is so depressing to me as somebody who spent 7 years in the Justice Department trying to make sure that the Justice Department worked the right way. What he's proving in that interview is that the president may have, in fact, been right to have fired him.
Yeah, well, I think so. Don't let the door hit you either. You know, and there's a New York Times article talks about for decades, James Comey cultivated an image of purity as a lawman who stood above politics and politicians. Then came the book tour. Mr. Comey's description of the president as an unethical liar, morally unfit for office. His call for votes to decide Mr. Trump's fate in the ballot box in 2020. He's right down in there now.
Has anybody who's ever been fired from a job and written a book about their former boss ever written anything glowing?
Yeah, right. And never. That's never happened.
I mean, how predictable.
Yeah. You know, a guy from NPR, Steve Inskeep, if you listen to any NPR, and Kerry Johnson, they asked Comey about why he described the president's appearance and the length of his tie. I mean, and that's in the book. You know, how he drove the length, how he ties his tie. I'm not making fun of the president. I'm trying to be an author, which
really
I've never
me.
Been
I
before
can't even
in my
tie
life. Yeah. While I'm typing, I can hear my editor's voice ringing in my head. Bring the reader with you. Show them inside your head. And by the way, not that this matters, but I found his hands to be above average in size, says Homie. Comey. Homie, yeah. I'm not making fun of the man. I'm trying to tell the reader what's in my head. I mean, you know, if you want to put more money in James Comey's pocket, definitely go buy the book. You know, buy the book. And the people that don't like the president, I'm sure, will buy it and buy right into all of it. I got a thing. I don't think I'll be, I got something going on. I don't think I'll be buying that one. I won't even be listening to that one. I won't even be listening on tape to that one. So, but yeah, it's out today. And there's, you know, the bottom line is that James Comey is a guy that has a book that wants to sell books. You know, you don't sell books right. by having it be 8 pages going, well, the guy fired me. It wasn't very nice. I feel pretty bad about it, but I got to go find a job. The end.
Exactly.
That was a
and he's not going to write a book that says, well, it was all my fault. I'll fall on the sword on this one. Nobody ever falls on the sword about a book about the boss who fired them.
No.
They never fall on that sword. Good luck with that.
Ever. Yeah, so 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 are the numbers to call.
Troy from Jamestown's waiting.
Curious. Troy, are you gonna read this book, or are you going to line your birdcage with it? Is Troy with us?
Oh, there we go. It hit the button over there. Hey, Troy.
There he is. Troy, how are you? What's going on,
man? Excellent. Well, I was chuckling about your Jesse Ventura story, but then when you brought up Jacksonville and how, you know, the city's probably going to have a big backlash, did Jesse Ventura ever mention the backlash that he suffered from the Chris Kyle incident?
Oh, no question. I never talked to him.
You know, suing the
terrible
spouse after. Yeah, now he can't find work. You know, except for in Russia, he's doing.
Yeah, right. You know, Troy, that's a great point. And you know what? If I'd have seen Jesse when that was going on, I would have told him how ridiculous and wrong that was. You're spot on. I mean, I don't know. I think that his main deal was the thing about getting in the bar fight, and and that's a book I do have to read. I've seen the movie, but I haven't read the book or heard about it, but. But you're right. I mean, and no matter what, even he should have just let it go. But yeah, I lost some respect for Jesse when that happened, for sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call,
bud. Appreciate the show, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Thanks for hanging out. Yeah. And I, you know what? And it's funny you brought that up. I had forgotten about that. But that, and you're right. I think Jesse really dropped off the radar after that happened. I mean, and I would have asked him, dude, what are you doing? I mean, how do you? And I know he had his reasons. I know he had his, you know, he had his, the motivation behind it was that he didn't want to, you know, be portrayed the way that it was. But I got to imagine that there was, you know, and knowing Jesse, knowing him, I've spent a few times on the golf course with him. He can get pretty upset, especially when he can't hit a drive. But, and I could see from what I do remember that he was probably, you know, there's probably some truth to that, to the story about in the bar when the fracas went down, you know. But obviously, if you're on the bad side of that, you don't want it to get out. But you're right, suing Chris Kyle's widow is not the right way to go about that, no doubt about it. So we are at about 17 away from the top of the hour, and we're going to be wrapping up here as we get going. I did want to play a little. We were talking about this Michael Cohen thing. And if you're familiar with Judicial Watch, the president, Tom Fitton, do you know who Judicial Watch, you've heard of that, Todd? And Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch. And he was on one of the Fox shows talking about this relationship, you know, this attorney-client relationship. And I thought it was an interesting take. Listen to what he had to say.
So there are allegations he was in Hillary Clinton's camp. So he had an interest, I think the IG is trying to make the argument, in making it seem like he was really going after Hillary Clinton. And we all know that was all out of bunk, because as Comey said, there was nothing going to be done against Hillary Clinton, so it was just a lot of noise about an investigation that was being actively suppressed by the Justice Department and within the FBI, we believe. You know, look, and this Justice Department, by the way, is still protecting McCabe, is still protecting Comey, sitting on a mega boatload of documents.
Do you think there's more
Comey
from the IG report that's going to come out? I mean, just in terms of how people look at the report, you think we're going to, because, you know, you talked about it as being explosive.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of interest in how this investigation of Hillary Clinton's foundation was handled.
You think? Yeah. That's what he's talking about, Comey, not I said Cohen. It's What's on Your Mind. We'll take our final break, and Todd and I will be back in a minute.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Since 1908, A.J. Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. A.J. Thompson & Sons, residential services and commercial services, they're a link service contractor allowing them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region that currently maintain the mechanical, heating, and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Quitter, Newtown, Minot allows them to provide services throughout the region. Free estimates, financing available, hatandsons.com or call H.A. Thompson & Sons, 701
888-223-3393, 701-223-3393, A.J. Thompson & Sons. 10 before the hour, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and for Scott Hannon on What's in Your Mind.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, brother. Been a lot of fun hanging out, just chatting. And sorry if you know not as many calls usually as, but you know we're not as compelling as Scott Hannon. So,
well, we took them all. You can't, there, you know,
we didn't
you can't
take
say
them
we
all.
Just let a bunch of people just sit there on hold forever. I mean,
absolutely. Hey, on the line now, our friend Troy Kuntz from CNC Farms, and we wanted to get Troy on to talk a little bit. Troy, how are you, buddy? How's things in your neck of the woods this morning?
Well, not too bad. Chance of a little bit of weather coming and a cool breeze today, but the sun is out finally and a little bit of water flowing in some of the waterways, so a little bit of optimism there.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. All right, so CNC Farms, let's talk about seed and this weather. I would imagine that your customers probably need to reach out to their suppliers needing to hold their seed longer than usual with this late winter.
Well, that I know for us and the affiliate folks that I work with out there, we're all kind of in that bind, you know, the farmers, which we are farmers as well. That's our main business and seed. And so you have the weather that's delaying some of the planting decisions because, you know, okay, we might have this in mind, but as things get compressed and compressed, we have people adjusting the seed types that they're going to use. And with that, the seed retailers and wholesalers are backed up. I know we just leased another 9 storage bins here last week because people are changing their minds or they're not picking a product yet. And so that's something I would recommend to everybody out there is to affirm or reaffirm conversations like myself I've had from the ag shows from November all the way through current where people have talked about things but haven't totally locked them in. You know, we all have only a limited amount of space to hold the product, and then usually we condition more and cycle it through, and that's going to be really condensed this year. And so it's going to turn into a flurry here, and it's something that I know it seems simple, but I want people to start thinking about it right now because once our minds get into the field, you know, we're going to be going fast and furious. So I'd make sure and make that final inoculant call or that seed treatment call or I need that there chickpea, whatever, or I need that there canola seed for sure. You know, not everybody's got it locked in, you know. We've got as many calls or more than normal, but they haven't got them all booked completely.
Well, and CNC Farms, registered, certified seed dealer, family-owned and operated since 1906, registered and certified, Donnybrook, North Dakota. And I would imagine, too, when the gates go up, Troy, it's going to be game on for planting.
And that's why I'm saying this now, because I have the same thing. You get the spring fever thing hitting you, and so this week, early next week, I think is the time to be kind of a little bit thoughtful and things and get them in place before we're running at 100 miles an hour.
There you go. If you got any questions, let me give you a phone number here. It's ccfarms@srt.com is the email, or you can call 701-482-7865. Good luck, brother. I know you're super busy, and you provide a lot of great services. I know you're getting ready to really – it's kind of like the tax guys prior to today. You're running like crazy.
That's right. That's
all right,
true.
My man. All right. We'll talk to you again soon. You bet. Thanks, Troy. That's Troy Kuntz from CNC Farms, Donnybrook, North Dakota. And if any question you've got on seeds, planting, agronomy, anything like that, give them a call. If you need the number, give us a call here. We'd be happy to hook you guys up. Well, we're winding it down, Todd. The big news of the day is going to be this Comey book, more on the Cohen blah, blah, blah. And you'll hear, I'm sure they're going to be talking about that and Hannity all day. So we'll see how the
meanwhile, hopefully, ask your favorite book retailer for the sequel or the response book, Comey Is Not My Homie.
Yes, I love that.
Should be coming out at a newsstand near you very soon.
It's and it's got to be a better read than that one. There is some news that we heard about yesterday. Barbara Bush, former first lady, great lady. Bush, is it Bush 41? Was it H.W. 40? Yeah. His wife, of course, failing health. They've gathered family, and it looks like it won't be long now. But I just want to wish that family, again, thoughts and prayers. Boy, what a great legacy, and what a great run Barbara Bush has had, and what great good she did. just she always reminds me of like the quintessential grandma. You know what I mean? And I got to preface that with Texas grandma. There's a difference. If you've ever lived in Texas, Texas grandmas will kick your you know what if you don't come in for dinner. And I mean literally. Texas grandma. She was a no-nonsense Texas grandma. So, anyway. Daryl Lees will be in for Scott tomorrow. Todd, thank you so much for hanging with me. And it's been a pleasure, my friend. And we'll chat soon.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to get up and get on out of here. And Scott is back Thursday, and I think he's out again on Friday. But Daryl's got you tomorrow for What's On Your Mind. Have a great day.
Will he have more pork? Stay tuned. I bet he will. It may even be a former racing pig.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.